Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks again for having me, Bruce.
As we are aware, the COVID-19 pandemic has dramatically altered grocery buying patterns as consumers stock up in preparation for self-isolation or possible quarantine situations. How have the food production and delivery systems responded, and how effective have they been in adapting to and accommodating these dramatic changes in buying patterns?
Yeah, so it is a new kind of norm we're in right now, and I think everybody understands the whole idea of social distancing right now and trying to make sure you're not going out into the public unless you absolutely have to. And obviously, one of those has, you have to actually go out and purchase food. So what this has resulted in is to a larger degree, people stocking up on some of those foods or products that you will absolutely need. I think it's one thing, it's drawn a lot more attention to the fact what is important in our lives, and obviously food is one of them. What's been happening in the last few weeks is people have been buying, instead of their, you know, 4 to 7 days worth of food at one time, they're buying 2 weeks worth of food at one time, which again is good for the social distancing aspect of what the governments are telling us to do. However, it's put a little bit of a strain on the food supply system. And what's had to happen is this short-term kind of situation we're in, where some of those products will eventually disappear from store shelves, they will over time be replenished through our supply chains. Now, in terms of the supply chains themselves, and I had an opportunity to speak with some of the processing companies here in Saskatchewan just last week, they have their own protocols in place to make sure that, you know, they're doing their job in terms of social distancing to limit the possible spread of COVID-19 to their employees, and making sure that the food system, in the event that one or two of those employees does get sick, that they can still operate their processing facilities to ensure that Canadians do get their food.
How have the unfolding COVID-19 developments affected the public's appreciation of the importance of Canada's food production and distribution systems, and what have been the factors there?
So you're seeing a lot more, again, with people realizing that, you know, maybe some of the social media and a lot of the hype around, say, celebrities or athletes around the food system, there's a deeper appreciation for the fact that, hey, they don't actually grow the food here in this country. And it's the farmers and ranchers that are doing it, and the food system itself that makes sure that we have what we need to really survive. And I think there's a stronger appreciation right now. And obviously, when you kind of tip your hats to who's doing the most on the front line, obviously our healthcare workers is a top priority to make sure that our population stays healthy. But then coming down the list and looking at the food supply system, we need to make sure that we have enough food to supply all Canadians here to make sure that we can get through to the other side of this pandemic. A lot of the social media that we've been seeing, and a lot of the social media that we ourselves are putting out to the public, is talking about the fact that we care, our farmers, our ranchers, the food system cares about the general health of Canadians. And we want to make sure that through this unfortunate situation, that people do have a better understanding of where their food comes from, and a stronger appreciation for what the food system is doing to make sure that we all stay healthy during these troubling times.
How are farmers coping with these changing demands and uncertainties as the situation unfolds?
I think it really depends on the farmer or the rancher that you speak to, but I know I'll take my own personal situation with my brother and my father and myself who farm in the Lanigan area, and we've already chatted about some of the measures that we will have to take on our own farm or have already been implementing. For example, We make sure that only one person is in our layer barn at one time, so we avoid that interaction with the other individual who's in there. When we're looking forward to planting season, a lot of the things that we do involve two people, right? And it's tough to keep our distances, but I think the mindset has changed a little bit, and the realization of at least having a contingency plan in the event that one of us does get sick is kind of closer to top of our mind. So I think more farmers are realizing that this could actually impact them as well, and trying to think of what are those precautions that we're going to take to avoid getting COVID-19, and in the event that one of the employees or family members does get it, how does that actually change your ability to do what you need to this planting season as well?
Are we seeing any changes in the level of consumer interest in issues related to agriculture as a result of this unfolding situation? And what is the significance of that?
I think it's been huge, the level of interest now that has changed just in the last few weeks. And I'll give you an example of that. Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan has an initiative called Canadian Food Focus. So it's a completely online initiative where we talk about stories around food and farming, recipes, a whole kind of Madrid of different information about the food system here in this country. We put a post out talking to people about what they could do now that you're confined really to your own houses or apartments, around taking virtual farm tours of different farms here in this country. And I don't have the latest stats, but in the first 5 days, that actually reached over 500,000 Canadians, which is unbelievable. So you can see that there's a strong desire from Canadians to learn more about where their food comes from. And this is the whole demographics, from children all the way up to seniors that have been looking at some of the information we're putting out. So I definitely believe that there's more interest in this, and trying to make sure that Canadian consumers feel confident, not only in what farmers and ranchers have been doing and are currently doing, but the appreciation for the fact that we will have food going into the future.
How can anyone interested get more information?
We have a few different avenues that you can follow us on social media. Again, I mentioned Canadian Food Focus. We're on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram, Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, on all those platforms as well, plus Twitter. Take a look at our websites. There's a lot of great resources that consumers to farmers can look at. And again, we are going to be doing a stronger or a more concentrated initiative going forward to make sure consumers do understand what farmers are doing online and in social media, so we can actually have facts get out to Canadians.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think just to say to a lot of the listeners out there that farmers and ranchers have been doing a great job of making sure that Canadians and people across the globe have a healthy and sustainable food source. And we are definitely up to the challenge to make sure Canadians do have a healthy and safe food going forward into the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me again, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.